Zondervan presents Disappointment with God by Philip Yancey. Read by J. Charles. For my brother, who is still disappointed. Preface. After I had begun work on this project, I received phone calls from a few people in my church who had heard about it. "Is it true you're writing a book about disappointment with God?" the callers would ask. "If so, I'd like to talk. I haven't told anyone before, but my life as a Christian has included times of great disappointment." I did interview some of those callers, and their stories helped set the direction of this book. I found that for many people there is a large gap between what they expect from their Christian faith and what they actually experience. From a steady diet of books, sermons, and personal testimonies, all promising triumph and success, they learn to expect dramatic evidence of God working in their lives. If they do not see such evidence, they feel disappointment, betrayal, and often guilt. As one woman said, "I kept hearing the phrase, 'personal relationship with Jesus Christ,' but I found to my dismay that it is unlike any other personal relationship. I never saw God, or heard Him, or felt Him, or experience the most basic ingredients of a relationship. Either there's something wrong with what I was told, or there's something wrong with me." Disappointment occurs when the actual experience of something falls short of what we anticipate. For that reason, the first half of this book explores the Bible to see what we can rightfully expect from God. I hesitated to start there since I know that some people, especially disappointed people, have little...